You tuned in to the Kojo Namdi show on WAMU 88.5. Welcome. Later in the broadcast, the deafening official silence about the investigation into the death of Bijan Gaisar, shot by two U.S. Park police officers 2 years ago. His family members will be joining us in studio. But first, several incidents of racist and threatening vandalism have rocked Salisbury University over the past month. The hate-filled and sexually charged graffiti has specifically targeted African-Americans at the predominantly white school. The most recent incident on the Eastern Shore campus, which is part of the University of Maryland system, was particularly disturbing. Someone scrawled a racist threat that alluded to the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Joining us now to discuss how the university is handling the situation and the response from students is Charles White. He is the president of Salisbury University. Dr. White, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kojo. Nice to be with you.
We were also supposed to be joined by Brendan Link, the vice president of the Student Government Association at the university, but minutes ago, he informed us that he will be unable to join us because he's been called into a meeting with university officials. Charles White, do you know anything about that?
I'm sorry, I don't.
It seems very strange that a student who was about to appear on the broadcast and may have had critical comments about the university was suddenly called into a meeting with quote-unquote university officials, a meeting about which the president knows absolutely nothing. Shouldn't you have been informed about that?
I would have expected to know about that, yes.
Well, I guess later on we'll find out what happened. Can you tell us how many incidents of racist graffiti the university is investigating, with the latest referring to the massacre at Sandy Hook? Has it grown increasingly threatening, Dr. White?
It has. It started with two events in early October, and those events were vandalism of an ugly and sexual nature, but the two events that occurred in late October and then most recently on November 4th were the ones where the language had greatly escalated into these terrorist and racist threats.
Can you tell us about the building where this happened? Is it a particularly important or symbolic place?
It is the Fulton Hall, and it's the home of our Fulton School of Liberal Arts. It houses many programs, and it's actually houses the largest program on our campus.
Is there anything we can say about the perpetrator of these acts? Was it one person?
We don't know for certain that it's one person. I think that's a reasonable conclusion, but it's not anything that's official that's come out of the investigation.
And what has the university been doing in response to this?
We have been doing a lot of things, starting with the police chief canceled all leaves for our officers, so we have increased police presence all over campus, but in particular in Fulton Hall, and we have security officers who are helping with that. We are communicating with students more effectively through social media and through a text messaging system. We have longer range plans to increase the diversity and sensitivity training of employees on campus, increased attention to security cameras on campus. A lot of things are going on.
I know that some students have expressed frustration about this. How has the university responded to the students? What's been the nature of the conversation or dialogue that the university has been having with the students?
Well, I am very grateful to the students because they have been at the forefront of a healing process. And it started on Tuesday, November 5th, actually on Monday, November 5th, when a lot of students met with our administrators on Monday the 4th. And then on Tuesday the 5th, we had an open town hall meeting in our academic commons where we had nearly 1,000 people in the assembly hall and in 5 overflow rooms across campus. And we entered into a dialogue which the students facilitated. So the students were involved in the organization of this event, and they held the microphones and took questions and sought answers from me and from other administrators and from our police chief. And so they have been involved in helping us get through this. On Wednesday, the students also organized an event where they posted sticky notes all over Fulton Hall, in the hallways and stairwells and in the places where these threats had been scrawled on the wall. And those were messages of hope and of love and of solidarity. And late Wednesday afternoon, I went over to take a look at those notes, and I knew that at that point, our community was ready to come together to start the healing process.
Our guest is Charles White. He is the president of Salisbury University, where there have been some racist and threatening incidents recently. There have been some students who have been critical of the administration, saying that Salisbury does not take racism on campus seriously enough and does not want to address the issue publicly. Has that in any way changed?
We do take racism very seriously, and in fact, last year we had a series of events which were designed to explore institutional racism and come to some conclusions about how we were going to face that. Salisbury has been a predominantly white institution for nearly 100 years, but we've made great strides in improving the diversity and inclusion of our institution, and we've got a long way to go, but we're getting there.
Has the university grappled with any similar incidents in recent years?
There have been isolated incidents in the past. There was an incident in 2016, but that was really the most recent incident of a similar nature.
Have any students left Salisbury University over these incidents?
Not that we know of. There were some students who were saying that they were afraid and they were thinking about leaving. The way that students leave the university is with their feet, and so we wouldn't necessarily know about all of the students who might have left.
Well, there's been a report from Delmarva Now quoting a parent who says that her son withdrew from Salisbury 2 weeks before the most recent incident. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay, and is that correct? Did he in fact leave, as far as you know, because of these incidents?
He did leave. I'm not sure if it was because of this incident or because of another incident.
President Charles White, do you feel safe on campus?
I do. We have a very safe campus, and we publish our crime statistics the way that every university does. And I don't want to be over analytical about it, but there is a far greater chance that I will die in a car crash than at the hands of a terrorist. And so while I am very upset about what these incidents have done in terms of putting our campus into turmoil, when it comes to my own personal safety, I try not to allow the rants of a racist moron with a Sharpie pen get too much under my skin.
Can you assure students of color that they are now safe on the campus of Salisbury University?
Yes, absolutely.
Charles White is the president of Salisbury University. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
We were supposed to be joined by Brendan Link, the vice president of the Student Association at Salisbury, but he said just a few minutes ago that he's been called into a meeting with university officials. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the deafening official silence about the investigation into the death of Bijan Gaisar, who was shot by two U.S. Park police officers 2 years ago. When we come back, we'll be joined by his family, their attorney, and U.S. Senator Mark Warner. I'm Kojo Namdi.
Thanks for listening to The Kojo Namdi Show, and if you're already a member of WAMU 88.5, thank you for your support. If not, it's easy to give online at wamu.org. Just click the donate button, and thanks.